Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
How is everyone tonight?
Prime examples of masculinity we are. All right. Good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. Welcome to the Illusionoid podcast. So that was a wonderful introduction by Isaac Kessler there.
Isn't he great? What a good host.
Man. Yeah. Let's hear it for Isaac. He's so good.
And K&S and the potential boyfriends on.
Yeah.
They were awesome.
How about those guys, huh? Are you okay?
I can't decide if I want to stand or sit.
I think you should sit.
I'm going to sit.
Okay, I'm going to sit.
Yeah.
All right. I just need a place to put my beer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nailed all right.
There
so
we go.
Who's
good.
Heard an Illusionoid podcast before?
Hey, all right.
Thank you very much.
We just got back from the San Francisco Improv Festival. We had a great time there, and we ran our own sound effects for that one and hated it.
Yeah.
So we've got...
Who's on keyboard?
Who's over there tonight?
Over here, joining us tonight on the keyboards, is the Lord of Chaos himself.
Oh, yes.
The one, the only, multi-tentacled Shuma Gorath.
Oh!
In case you're wondering, in case you want to tag him on Facebook, he is also known as the one who sleeps but shall soon awake. Okay? That's him, Shuma Gorath.
He had to fight for that name.
I totally had to fight for that name. So, all right, we're going to do a podcast recording for you guys now, and this will go up online, I guess, in a couple of weeks. And the way this works is we're going to take a suggestion from you for what's a problem that you, maybe an intractable problem, something that has plagued you, has pestered you, and you've not found a solution. Traffic. Thank you very much. Excellent. So, the name of our podcast tonight
is... The Science of Traffic.
Yeah, the Science of Traffic.
Let's call it that.
And I'm going to start off. I'm going to start off this podcast with our introduction, our standard introduction.
All right.
All right. In the distant future, mankind will be annihilated by his greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Hello! Can anyone hear me through their time radios? I, the last living Homo sapien in the universe, transmit signals of my own voice to you backwards through... You're caught up on this. I warn you of this. It's getting awkward now. I usually do this in classier. I usually do this in classier way. I'm just so broken up about this one. This is serious, you guys, in the past. In your future, humanity may solve the most vexing problem affecting them. You're late. I saw you through the time radio. Take your seat beside it. We'll fix that in post. In your future, man will solve the most vexing problems of his time. Oh, but what unforeseen problems will he create? Unforeseen? It's radio. Listen.
I have to say, I'm really excited to see what you've come up with, Doctor.
Yes, I've been working quite hard on it.
You've been locked in this room for, according to this timer here, and this, I'm assuming...
Yes, it's a time lock.
Yes.
No one could come in until the timer went off.
So you sequestered yourself to work on this problem.
I did, and I lost the key as well, but both things kept me in here working hard on this project.
Is he still trapped in the laboratory, Daniel?
Yes, he is. He is. He's speaking to us through the intercom, but...
Is that Cynthia?
Professor Carstairs, I'm so worried about you.
Cynthia, the timer will go off and everything will be fine. I just have to finish this last thing and I will have solved the most vexing problem of mankind.
Daniel, he hasn't eaten in weeks.
I know, Carstairs, you don't look good. You're emaciated. Your teeth are...
It's the screen.
Oh, yes, hold on. Let me just clean that off.
Oh, he looks wonderful.
Yeah, Fine.
I've been doing yoga.
Yeah, you've lost weight. Your core is amazing.
Yeah,
I can
look
tell
at
from
that.
Here.
You can bounce a quarter off that thing. Yeah.
What a brilliant idea to vaporize food and just send it through the vents for you to breathe in.
Yeah.
Vaporize food. It was quite an invention. But not as good as this. When this timer goes off and you walk in here, you're going to go crazy for science. You'll go science crazy.
Just like my T-shirt.
Well, that's quite a boastful statement, Doctor. Well,
I read her shirt.
We've got 10 seconds left.
All right.
Eyes are up here.
Five.
You can see that through the screen.
Three.
Here we go. Guys,
two.
You're going to lose it.
One.
There it goes. Come on in.
Oh.
That's right, a magic door.
Wow. Oh, the stench is incredible.
Yes. I forgot to install a shower.
Yes, all that vaporized food has gone rancid.
Is that chicken?
Well, the thing with vaporized food is as soon as you vaporize food, it all smells like farts.
And you've been just breathing that in for how many weeks?
Who's to say? It's not been pleasant. But over here, look at this amazing machine I've created.
Oh, my God.
And I will solve the mankind's most vexing problem. Sure, people could cure cancer. Sure, diabetes runs rampant.
Oh, my whole
sure,
family.
Sure, mutants are everywhere now.
Yes.
Tell me about it.
That guy with that weird third head. Ugh. But this machine takes care of the one thing that we've all wanted taken care of forever. Traffic.
Look at it.
Yeah.
Lever upon lever.
Yeah.
Dial upon dial.
One button.
Only one.
That's right.
Marked.
Wormhole.
That's right. It's a transportation device. You push the button marked wormhole after pulling several levers and twisting several dials. Push the button marked wormhole, and you can instantly travel wherever you like through a singularity.
Doctor, I've read your papers, and so has Cynthia.
Multiple times.
You're a big fan.
Oh, Professor Carstairs.
Cynthia, my eyes are up here.
Oh.
We know what's required to activate your wormhole machine, Doctor, and we're not prepared to sign on for it.
What? What are you talking about?
Human blood!
The world only has so much. It's a non-renewable resource.
That's not true. We can always make more humans. We can even clone them now instead of having them the old-fashioned way.
Daniel, he's a genius.
It's what it says on my button. Genius.
God damn, he's right.
Well, he got that button at Harvard.
That's right. They give out buttons now.
But you realize there are moral and philosophical problems with activating a wormhole.
To those I say, bah! Bah, I say to those philosophical differences.
You're an iconoclast, Doctor. I'll give you that much.
How much blood does one require to give to pass through a wormhole?
Just the blood of one female. That's it.
Oh, I mean, for one trip or for multiple trips?
Just like, one trip.
Just one. So for every trip, a female will die?
It's not a perfect machine yet.
You're like a modern-day Aztec, Doctor.
Well, I'll say this. We've got one here.
Cynthia, I don't want to put any pressure on you. But we've sunk a lot of cash into this machine.
Daniel, you monster!
I mean, the food vaporization alone cost an arm and a leg.
And all it resulted was in a room that smells like farts.
Well, those farts kept you alive, mister.
And I thank you for it. And now, you've played your part. You've got one more role. Here it is.
So, this is how it ends for good old Cynthia. You're gonna bleed me. You're gonna bleed me into a funnel, pour my blood into a machine, twist a lever and pull a dial. A wormhole opens up, and all of a sudden you can get cross town in 4.5 parsecs.
Whoa, whoa. Cross town, Cynthia? Think bigger. We can go much farther with this.
Cross continent?
Tri-state area.
Bigger.
Cross hemisphere?
Even bigger.
Cross the galaxy?
Yes. Yes.
But what's there on the other side, Doctor? What's waiting for us?
We don't know.
But we'll get there quickly.
Yes, thanks to Cynthia's blood.
I just cut myself open. I'm so excited.
Now, hold on, Cynthia. Before you do anything rash.
No, it's too late. It's my too stomach. Late. I cut myself right across the stomach.
Damn it.
You shouldn't have leaned over that lever.
Oh, someone get me the funnel. Am I pouring into the right funnel here?
Yes. You know what? I don't know a lot about female anatomy, but I know this. You were born with all of the ova you will ever have.
My eyes are up here.
Right.
The blood, there it goes, into the funnel. There it goes, down the chute.
Daniel.
The boot kicks the marble. Oh, wait, that's
Professor
my mousetrap game.
Do not let my life, my death be in vain. Go somewhere worth it.
That's right.
There was an old saying. It was an acronym. Y-O-L-O.
Yolo.
Yola. YOLO! It means use a wormhole for good.
I forgot Cynthia might have read my paper, but she can't read.
Right.
I love science.
Thank you, Cynthia. Your sacrifice will not be in vain.
She's gone cold, Doctor. I hope you get what you want. Her blood is completely drained. Her body, lifeless.
Daniel, not just me. You're coming with me on this trip. We're going into the wormhole.
But this is the first trip. I mean, shouldn't someone go who's like more qualified, like yourself, Doctor?
You scared, Daniel? Scared of science?
No, I'm not scared of science.
All right, then. Climb aboard.
All right.
Yep, on my back.
Oh, okay. Oh. Well, you're stronger than you look. Is that core?
It's a yoga.
Yeah.
Here we go. I'll push the button marked wormhole.
What are you pushing that with?
Here we go. Step inside the wormhole, Daniel, and let's see where science takes off.
The tidal force is at the rim of this thing. And so, their bodies are stretched into infinite strands of spaghetti. And they travel across the stars, past myriad solar systems, galaxies, universes, finding themselves at last at the other end of existence itself.
Oh. We landed.
That wasn't so bad.
No. We've switched bodies.
Oh, that's right.
Amazing.
I like your core.
My eyes were up there.
Yeah.
Look at it.
This is unbelievable.
It's so different. We're just There's land. There's clearly land, but we're there's still floating things everywhere. They're not. I wouldn't call them trees, but I wouldn't call them clouds.
No, they're like jellyfish.
Yes, perhaps they're alive.
Our eyes are up here.
Ah, oh. Smoke. Mr. Jellyfish.
That's Mr. Jellyfish.
Mr. I guessed. Who knew? I wonder if jellyfish have come from this planet to ours many years ago.
We are from Earth, Mr. Jellyfish.
Earth. These are where these ugly bags of mostly water have arrived from.
Hey, I worked out a lot. There's very little water left in me.
In me, you mean?
Ah, damn it.
So what is it? What do you call this place? Is this another dimension? Is this another planet? What is this?
We call this home. We call this our dimension, our planet. We call this Earth Beta.
Earth Beta?
Earth Beta, like the test version of Earth that was released before the final version of Earth?
That's exactly what it is.
So ours is the final version?
I haven't been to yours. I don't know. You'll have to tell me if yours is the final version.
Well, it's hard to say. There's a lot of things wrong with it.
Traffic, for one.
Which I solved with this. But look where it's brought us.
You have traffic?
Lots of traffic.
Yours is not the final version of Earth.
What do you mean?
Well, they worked traffic out in the testings. The gamma version, I think, worked out traffic.
Oh, me, we're less
But there was
than
still
gamma.
Racism in the gamma version. So they kept building new Earths.
Let me ask this about Earth Beta, with all these jellyfish. They all look the same, but is there still racism?
No. Just classism.
Oh!
Look around!
Oh, wait.
Those jellyfish over there that look exactly like me?
Yes.
Oh, they've got it good. Meanwhile, I have to talk to you two assholes.
Why, where the...
I'm a greeter. Hello, welcome to Earth Beta.
Oh.
I spend my time outside this wormhole exit, which no one has used in 14 and a half billion years.
I just made the machine that allowed us to reach you.
Hmm. Well, you found an opening. Congratulations. Ah. Welcome to Earth Beta.
Thank you.
What can I do? How can I help you?
Well, ultimately, we'd like to get back.
Yeah.
Back.
Yeah, back to where we came from. This is supposed to be a two-way street. I mean, we didn't want to just get here and just be here. We want to go back.
Want to go back. We want this to be a highway, a wormhole highway from one Earth to another.
Oh, I gotta fill out a fucking form now.
They still have forms?
This is Earth Beta, okay? We worked out racism.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That is all we fixed. You think that's a utopia? No. The red tape is fucking brutal. And also, and the rich jellyfish are assholes. And you two show up and ruin my day. And the days here last 19,000 years.
My God.
Your God? We are your God!
What are you talking about? Are you saying we've been praying to a jellyfish this whole time?
You've been praying to some jerk in your own image. Either a big guy with a long white beard, or a handsome devil with blonde hair and a blonde beard.
You mean Thor you're talking about?
Yes, Thor.
Yeah.
God of Thunder.
Yeah, God of Thunder. Of course, that's who we pray to. Of course
it is. Yeah, right.
So you're saying that you're the ones who created us? You're actually the deity that thought us into existence through whatever process you use, whether it's biological, spiritual, or metaphysical. You extruded us somehow through your nervous system, through some kind of protoplasm, through some kind of ectoplasm, and birthed us into existence.
The Mr. Jellyfish sought a home. We were lonely in our dark recesses of space. And so, we tested Earth Beta. There were some bugs. There were lots of bugs.
Huge bugs.
Huge, gigantic bugs. Cockroaches.
Yes.
Ladybugs. Oh, the ladybugs. They were terrifying. And so we made other versions. Thousands of them. Thousands trying to get it right. We created you. I don't know which Earth you come from, but we made you.
Can we use the wormhole to find Earth Prime?
The first one.
The good Earth?
The one where everything was solved, where paradise reigned.
Where there was no traffic?
No racism, no classism?
Or forms.
Earth Prime exists.
So it's not a legend.
You've heard of Earth Prime?
He just said it.
I just mentioned it a few seconds ago.
I guess I've heard of it too in the last minute. Yeah. All right.
For sure you did.
So is this world where whatever we think, whatever we postulate, whatever we envision becomes real? Is that what this is? Is this an earth of potentials? Of unlimited possibility?
Do you think if that was the case, I would be a fucking greeter outside a wormhole exit?
Check. Got it right. You're probably right.
What I can tell you is that this wormhole is a network between all existing Earths.
I knew it!
And I cannot guarantee you safe passage home, but you can travel to any Earth that you randomly select.
It's the nexus point.
To multiple Earths. Let's go, Daniel. Let's travel.
All right, Professor. But I want Mr. Jellyfish to come with us. Because if this is some kind of trick to get out of filling out a form?
You got me.
What? You promised us the worlds?
No, those are still existing.
Oh, those are okay. Great. Still, okay, right. But you just really don't want to fill out a form.
No. Yeah.
Well, then come with us and escape your dreary existence here on Earth Beta.
But can you survive outside of this environment that you've been specifically adapted for?
Hand me that plastic bag.
Oh, right. Here you go. It's one of those biodegradable ones.
Yes.
Is that fine?
Yes.
It's mostly corn.
Wrap it around my head.
You have a head?
Yes.
Where?
Up. My eyes are up here.
Oh. Oh. Right.
Well, the bulbous part. All right.
I can't imagine where I've been looking this whole time.
I've been staring at your fronds.
Oh, well. Thank you. I'm not a young jellyfish.
Let's go,
Daniel.
You
do all right.
Mr. Jellyfish. Where shall we go? Out into the universe to find other Earths? Which Earth will we find?
We simply go into the hole you came out of, and we find
that's
out.
That's what she's...
That is what she said. Yeah. I don't know who she is, I believe that she said it.
Yeah. That's in the scriptures, they say that.
Yes.
Let's go.
After me.
Ow.
Lightning. Electricity.
Oh, I remember this one.
This is...
What is this?
What is...
Oh, there's a sign over there.
Land of the Thunder Gods.
We've reached the home of Thor.
The one you've been praying to all this time.
Oh, I hope he likes us for doing that.
You could ask him.
Thor, are you here?
Yeah!
Okay, calm down.
Yeah. He doesn't sound like he's in a good mood.
Thor sounds like he's in pain.
Maybe this is like that ancient parable. Maybe Thor has got a thorn in his foot.
We have to take a thorn out of Thor's foot?
Could that be it?
Look, whatever you do, I don't want to know, because it's one more form I have to fill out, all right? I'm just going to lurk, I'm going to turn around. You take whatever you have to out of Thor, and I mean, take whatever you have to out of Thor. You don't know what you might need.
Thank you, Mr. Jellyfish, for that cryptic riddle.
Yeah. All right, you stay here by this exit to the wormhole.
Then we'll know where it is.
Yeah.
Should anyone else come through, you'd probably say hello.
Oh, my God, I have to take my work with me now.
Let's go, Daniel.
All right.
The scream came from this direction.
Yeah, there's a mountain in this direction.
What? Oh, feel how light the gravity is.
Oh.
We can bound right over this mountain.
Oh, look at the steps we're taking.
No.
Oh. Whoa! Look at us! Look at us move and fly!
Freedom! I may never want to leave this place, Professor. Oh,
wait! Down there! What, there's a man holding a hammer.
Oh, yes. Excuse me?
Yeah!
I have a word.
You have to, are you, Thor?
Mortal men. Ow!
I had to check to see if you were real.
You hit me.
I did a light slap.
And so feel the wrath of Mjolnir.
What?
Ow!
Oh. Killed him. Wow. That was harsh. If he'd still had his core, he could have survived that blow, I think.
You saw how he hit me.
It was a light slap.
He hit me, though.
Yeah, but that was overreacting.
You have to see it from my perspective. Somebody's flying in the sky, bounding around, lands, accosts me, hits me in the face. What am I going to do? I don't know how vulnerable he is to Mjolnir. I destroy him.
He's not a frost giant.
He could have been, and so could you.
No, I'm not a frost giant.
Then state your business. Midgard. State your business.
Okay. We came with a jellyfish named Mr. Jellyfish. I know it sounds weird. Okay. I'm not a frost giant. Okay. And we landed here. We've been praying to you. I don't know. Can you help us get home? Or just me now?
Your story checks out.
Thank you. What about my friend? Do you have it within your power, Mighty Thor, to reanimate my friend?
Mighty Thor can breathe life back into your deceased friend, though he will not be the same.
What are you talking about? How different will he be?
For one thing, he will be kissed by the lips of Thor.
Okay. That will take some getting over, but what else?
After that, it's anyone's game.
You know, I'm willing to take the chance because it's not me. So,
then take a good look.
All right.
As I get down on all fours.
Wow, you've been working out.
Hey, my lips are up here.
All right. Gently now, softly.
Always.
Oh,
Professor!
Oh, I have had life screamed back into me by Thor himself. Thank you, Thor. 1,000 thank yous.
May Thor join you on your quest.
Yes, come back to Earth with us,
please. Come back to Earth and show the people that we've brought their god back with us.
Thor will join your quest.
You've fixed me. You've mended me.
Oh. Now he loves me.
Oh, yes.
You did it. You brought me back to life,
yes.
And now you'll take me home.
Yes, well, I can't. That's half true.
What?
Brought you back to life. That's true.
Well, you can't take us home?
Thor does not know the network of this. I mean, what do I look like? A jellyfish?
Take that, Thor.
Mjolnir!
Ow! Jeez. What are you doing? You killed him again.
You saw what happened.
It was a light slap. You are out of control. You know what?
He slaps me.
Yes.
He slaps the god of thunder.
I understand. There are certain transgressions I guess you cannot abide. Can you just please reanimate him one last time?
Observe.
Slowly now.
Oh, why?
Oh, God.
Look.
Twice.
Don't hit me.
All right.
All right? Don't hit me.
No
don't
more hitting.
Thrower.
Just let us leave. We'll go back to the Mr. Jellyfish, and we'll try and find our own Earth.
Yep. Thor will join you on this quest.
No, no.
What?
Thor. You're too much of a wild card.
Who knows what Thor's going to... I should say I know what Thor's going to do, but
yeah.
Please, Thor.
Very well. Thor will sit on his throne of solitude and ponder. Ponder what could have been.
Excellent.
Quick, let's bound away.
Don't pout. All right.
It's too late.
Bound away.
All right.
Bye, Thor. Thank you, I guess. All right, back to the vortex. Mr. Jellyfish.
So, was this the Earth you sought?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Well.
Thor turned out to have a hair-trigger temper. As you can see, my friend Professor Carstairs here has been killed and reanimated twice.
I can see that.
I look like a bag of smashed assholes.
I didn't want to be the one to say.
You mean I look like a bag of smashed assholes? That's my body.
Yeah. Ha ha. Burn on you. Let's try this one more time, please.
One last time. It's all you have left.
Wait, whoa, this is news.
Yes. Yeah. I forgot to mention the network can only be used a few times.
She only gave us enough blood for two trips.
One there and one home, but we don't know where home is.
And did she beg you as she died to use this wormhole for good, for something useful?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Not just for gallivanting across the dimensions, traveling to different Earths,
yes.
Getting killed by Thor multiple yes. times.
Can't recall.
What?
I can't remember.
Well, I'm just saying, if she did
she
this.
Did, she did.
Make this one count.
All right.
Let's do it.
I'm getting on one of your backs.
And you get on mine, and he'll get on yours.
All right, we'll daisy chain this.
It's like the human jellyfish.
I've seen that movie.
Oh, yeah. That's our best export.
Here we go.
It's on Netflix.
Through the vortex.
Yeah!
Oh, wait. There's my machine.
We're back.
There it is. We've made it back. Oh, there's Cynthia's... Well, what's left of Cynthia?
Whoa.
Yeah.
You guys are cold.
She did it herself.
Yeah, she cut herself on that lever. She jumped on it, practically.
Yeah, that sounds like a likely story. I believed everything else. Ooh.
I have an idea, Mr. Jellyfish.
Uh-huh.
You don't have any bones, do you?
No, I'm a Mr. Jellyfish.
You know how Thor breathed life back into Carstairs? Do you possess a portion of that same power? Can you... squeeze your way into Cynthia's body and perhaps bring her back to life?
Of course. We are your gods.
Please do it.
We created you just as we created Thor.
Please bring back Cynthia. It would mean the worlds.
Well, this could be goodbye for Mr. Jellyfish. I'd be sacrificing my mortality, my life force, for her.
That's true. You would be giving up your immortality.
But what has my immortality been? Millennia of being a greeter outside the asshole of the universe.
Endless forms to fill out.
Form after form.
All right. Then observe.
What an effeminate scream
hey,
Mr. Jellyfish has. But look, Cynthia's back! Cynthia.
Jellyfish was kissing me. And then forced itself down my gullet, and then used its jellyfish tissue to heal the tissue on my belly, and then disintegrated inside of me and actually gave me a whole new body's worth of blood? Oh my gosh! I love science! And you know, I feel good.
Good, because now we can... sacrifice you again to make this machine work one more time.
Oh, Professor Carstairs, you dog.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
good.
That's good. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we are Illusionoid. This is Lee Smart.
Yep.
This is Paul Bates. My name is Nug Nargang. You can find our podcast on iTunes absolutely free. Download it, listen to it. This is our friend Jay McCarroll over here on the music and sound effects. Thanks so much to KNS and to the Potential Boyfriends and to the Big City Improv Festival.
Yeah.
Have a great night, everybody. Thank you.
Illusionoid is part of the Pod Almighty Podcast Network. Go to podalmighty.com and take a listen to all the shows on the network, such as Josh Holliday's The Circus Has Come to Town, Conspiracy Queries with Alan Park, or The Sean Pod with friend of the show, Sean Cullen. You can find all these and more on the Pod Almighty Network. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid Podcast. You could submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.